More than a month after the post-show riot at the Breakout Festival at Vancouver's PNE, the VPD is seeking people who participated in the vandalism. What they ended up doing was causing over $300,000 worth of damage, says Inspector Dale Wideman. They did this by damaging or destroying food kiosks, overturning tables, climbing light fixtures, etc. The violence continued out into the community, Wideman says, with fights and more in the neighborhood near the PNE. After the incident, police collected social media posts of what happened, which is being called a riot by the public and police but didn't meet the legal threshold of a riot, according to the VPD. Now, with dozens of video clips and photos, the police are trying to identify those who participated, as the VPD are considering charges of mischief against many people. We've come out with our top 10 list, if you will, of people that would like the public to identify, says Wideman. Wideman notes the VPD seeks to identify the suspects, so we can continue to hold them accountable. Along with that, Vancouver police have launched a website dedicated just to the Breakout Festival riot, with multiple pictures of the top 10 and a place to submit tips. Tips can be anonymous. They'll be neighbors, they'll be classmates, friends, ex-boyfriends, and whatnot, says Wideman. While the police are releasing images of 10, he notes police are looking into dozens of suspects. The people pictured are mostly wanted in relation to mischief, the current term for what used to be called vandalism, though Wideman notes there were assaults the night of the riot. These pictures represent our top 10 suspects, those who engaged in some of the most dangerous and destructive behavior, remarks Wideman in a media release. Punishment for the charges will depend on the individual's criminal history. Wideman is hoping people will come forward, as well, to be held accountable for their actions. Wideman also has a message for the top 10 suspects. If you're one of the people in these photos, or you're worried that embarrassing pictures of you could be released in the future, it's not too late to come forward. While some people were arrested on the night in question, that was for breach of peace. So far, no one has been charged in relation to the riot. Wideman notes this is because police are still collecting evidence.